Because Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi," that Allah Ta'ala's rahmat supersedes his anger and his wrath. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most, most forgiving, my dear respected brothers. We've got to keep in mind with regard to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes in our riwayat that ma min yawmin illa wal malaikatu yasta'adhinu rabbah. Wa ma min yawmin illa wal ardu yasta'adhinu rabbah. That every day the malaika, they complain, "Oh Allah, human beings have corrupted the earth with guna and sin. Allow us to destroy him." The earth says, "Oh Allah, this particular human being is committing sins upon the surface of minds. Allow me to swallow him." The heavens say, "Oh Allah, we see this human being committing and violating your commands. Allow us to destroy him and completely finish him." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells all of these creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "In kana abdukum fa sha'nukum, wa in kana abdi fa minni wa ilayya abdi." Oh heavens and oh earth and oh malaika, if it is your creation, go and deal with your creation how you want. But if it is my creation, leave me to my creation. In atani laylan qabiltuhu, wa in atani naharan qabiltuhu. If he comes to me anytime during the course of the day to ask for forgiveness for the wrongs that he have done, I will accept it. Wa in atani laylan qabiltuhu. If he comes to me anytime during the night to ask for forgiveness for the wrongs that he have committed, I will forgive him. Last week we were in Madinah Munawwarah, so the Imam read a very beautiful praise. Normally when they start off the dua, they start off the dua with praise. Subhana man basata yadahu bil layli liyatuba musi'un nahar. Subhana man basata yadahu bil layli liyutiliyat. Subhana man basata yadahu bin nahari liyatuba musi'un layl. Glory be to Allah who stretches his hands of mercy during the night to forgive the wrongdoings of people what they have done during the day. And glory be to the bean who stretches his hands of forgiveness during the day to forgive the wrongs that people have done during the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us. In reality, this was a praise, but this is also the mafhum of a hadith that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, Allah ta'ala stretches his hands in the day to forgive the wrongs that people have done during the night. And similarly, at the time of night, Allah ta'ala stretches his hand of mercy and forgiveness to forgive the guna and sins that people have done during the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a remarkable thing. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayh, in his Tafsir al-Kabir, writes this remarkable incident. He said, Imam Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was one day going, and he witnessed, Allah Ta'ala opened up for him, that in one particular qabr, there was a person who was receiving punishment. Isa alayhi salam asked Allah, "Wallah, why is he receiving punishment?" Because of the wrongdoings that he had done while he was alive. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam continued, on his way back, you know, that time Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam saw the angels of Adab on that qabr. When he came back, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam saw the angels of rahmat and mercy. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam lifted up his hand in dua. "Ya Allah, what is the reality of this? This person was being punished and now we see there is rahmat and farishtas of rahmat here. Oh Allah, reveal to me the situation." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Oh Isa, this person when he died, he left his wife pregnant. The wife gave birth. The child became of age. Today, the mother took the child to the ustad. The ustad read, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, most forgiving, and most beneficent, most merciful. Oh Isa, I felt ashamed of punishing a person when his son is invoking my mercy. Oh Isa, I felt ashamed of punishing a person when his son is invoking my mercy. Therefore, I have forgiven him." This is the reality, my dear respected brothers. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali speaks about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, that Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali spoke of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala for 40 years. Then he felt that people are becoming complacent. They are not doing good, they are not staying away from evil. So he spoke about Allah's punishment in Baghdad for 3 nights. It was such a bayan on Allah's punishment that people fainted. People used to be taken out in stretches from the masjid in Baghdad because of how he made mention of Allah's punishment. After 3 days, he saw Allah in a vision saying, "Abdul Qadir, is my mercy completed in 40 years that you have to make my banda and my bondsman afraid of my punishment?"